Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Joe!
My feelings exactly.
Yeah. All right, let me cheer you up a little bit. Because the lucky listener is going to win. He's going to win a bean, and he's going to be able to be in the running for the Fanatic football pool. That's right. Starts today. It started this morning, presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. So we got a football field-shaped baby pool that we're filling with cash and prizes. Listen four times a day, 8 a.m., noon, 4 p.m., 8 p.m. And again, right now I'm going to tell you, be the fifth caller to the contest line. You're going to win $100 cash from Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Then I'm going to give you a simple football trivia question. You get it right, you'll get be put in the mix for the grand prize drawing to win the Fanatic football pool and everything in it. Oh, it's late. Including $1,000 cash from Parks Casino and Sportsbook, all kinds of goodies, fire pit from Landis Block and Concrete, all kinds of good stuff, a year's supply of snacks from Hers Snack Foods, and we're adding prizes all the time. It's really, really cool. So be the fifth caller right now to the contest line, 215-263-0975, 215-263-0975, you're the fifth caller. We will, you'll win $100 and we'll give you the trivia question. Right now, I need to drown myself in a baby pool. Let's go to Sharon. You're on 97.5 Fanatic. Sharon! Hello? I'm sorry, Stanton!
Yeah, Anthony, let me get you on speaker.
What's up, Stanton? How you doing, buddy?
Bad day in Mudville.
Yeah, you got that right.
Yeah, you better back them bets. Back them bets. That's all I got to say.
You know what? Days like today, I don't want to hear about bets. I want to hear.
Yeah, I know.
You know what I mean? Today's about.
I got three words for you.
The Eagles, yes.
I got to light more candles. The offensive line stinks.
But
you got to roll Carson out, left, right, drop him back. Seven steps is okay if he's going to take off. They were coming out of jailbreak. Run the ball.
Well, it's not just running dives, right? It's,
yes.
You run a little.
Run draws.
Exactly.
Keep the tight end in. The kid that can block. Chip down on him.
It's amazing, man. Their backs didn't do Carson any favors.
No. They were rookies, and it was hot. The conditions. I'm giving them excuses.
I can't give them excuses today, Stanton. I can't do it. Game was poorly coached.
Yes.
It was poorly executed.
Yes.
You can't lose. Not when you have a 17-0 lead. You can't lose to a green, inexperienced quarterback. You can't do it.
He looked pretty good, though. He's getting the ball out.
He didn't look that good. I'll be honest with you. They didn't blitz him. They only blitzed him a handful of times. And when they did, it worked. That's another thing.
The linebacker should have been blitzing because they weren't running anywhere. You know, they would have gotten a few yards. But
they don't have a linebacker.
Well, that's true. You got to have blitzing line. Where's LT when you need him?
Oh, I got to tell you, Stan, I'm bummed out today, man. Bummed
Me
out.
Too.
And it was a horrible weekend.
Oh.
The Philly. Come on.
He's done.
What's that?
He's done. He's on probation. Come on, dude. That's twice now. Come on.
Yeah, you can't, brother.
Oh, my God. Light some more candles with that potty mouth. Come on.
Stan, you got to go to the Vatican, all right?
Jeez.
I think you got to go to Rome and light some candles.
Man, his prayers aren't being answered for the Eagles O-line.
No wonder why. You keep using the Lord's name in vain, man. Come on, brother.
God.
I got to tell you. Today's a tough day today. And we got hit in every way. Right? Because not only are the Phillies struggling right now, right? You got to have JT and Reese are both have to go undergo MRIs.
Yep.
You still got Wheeler's issue with the zippered hand.
Come on,
finger.
Steve.
I know. That's what we're looking. That's what we're talking about right now. Can you believe it?
No.
Oh, my God.
Can Aaron Nola pitch every day?
Really? That was it. The only bright spot of the weekend.
Yeah.
AC, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. AC.
What's up, Anthony? What's going on?
Yeah. How you doing, AC?
Anthony, probably not going to agree with me. Couple things I got to say. One of them, I agree with you when you said that the assistant DeFilippo and Wright, but I think they're no more than a 6-win football team. They're just not good enough. Number one, and number two, I think the worst thing that could have ever happened to Doug Peterson was being called a genius, because you know. Everyone was saying, oh, what a great play caller. Well, he had two really good assistants to get in his ear.
Hey, listen, I agree with you. And I don't know. Maybe they – I hate to believe that they're a 6-win team, but I don't know. I mean
– Oh, they're not good enough. Like, you look at every position. I mean, we can break it down to be here, you know, a while. But, I mean, just break it down. Look, they got an injury-prone wide receiver – I don't care what he says. They were working on his shoulder yesterday a little bit. So he was probably a little bit banged up. They got two rookies at wide receiver, Hightower and a smallish, you know, Jackson, like, you know, twin and Rieger. I mean, you know, you have Ertz and Goddard, and that's pretty much it on offense.
They will have Sanders.
Yeah, but, I mean, running backs in these leagues are pretty much obsolete. I mean, they get the ball a few times.
They're not obsolete, but whatever. AC, I hear you. It's the first game, so you know, you might be right. They might be a 6-7 win team. I don't know. I need to see more. But they should have won the game yesterday.
Instead of, you're right. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Because I really respect your opinion. I listen to you a long time.
Thanks, buddy.
Fellow Paisan, too, from South Philly. Do you think, and I know my answer is yes.
What's that?
Do you think that Carson Wentz has regressed since DeFilippo has left? His quarterback coach.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I hear you. I mean, the only time he really looked good for any sustained amount of time was the last four games last year. But yeah, I mean, you know, we've seen the same mistakes. We see him holding on to the ball. He looked really good for the first quarter and a half. He was throwing dimes. He was accurate. And then all of a sudden, you know, whether it was the line, whether it was, you know, pressing, He became erratic, and again, he's got to throw the ball away. I mean, how many times are we going to talk about that?
That's the problem. I mean, I said the same thing to some people, and, you know, I was like, wow, he looks fantastic.
I
think maybe three sacks where he could have easily just dumped the ball.
Well, at least two of them, buddy. At least two, I think, there were. I put two on him squarely. I mean, there were times when he did not have a lot of time at all. But his mechanics, he just can't play like that, too, because he's going to get hurt.
Yeah, so
he's going to get hurt.
So yesterday after the game, Dan Orlovsky, who we know Dan is a big Carson Wentz fan, right?
Yeah.
It's the first time I've ever seen him tweet anything critical of Carson Wentz. He actually said that the only reason why Washington is in the game, this is before they took the lead, is because of Carson Wentz. And he was right. The other thing, he tweeted out some film. One of the plays that Carson got sacked on, and it was early, it was the second drive. he stepped up in the pocket again when there was three guys around him. And instead of throwing the ball away, he tried doing hero ball. And it was identical, the exact same play to the Clowney hit.
Yep.
Exact same play.
It was.
And you go, how are you not learning from something like that?
He's stubborn with it. He said it after. It's how he plays. And that's not a good enough answer.
No.
And the other thing is, Doug has to help him. I mean, he's got to help him. All right, I want to get our caller up here. Let's go to Steve. And we got it? Let me hear it.
This is the Fanatic Football Pool.
I like this. I like the little game show music, too. And we got Steve in Littletown. Steve, how are you, buddy?
I'm going well, Anthony. How are you?
I'm in a bad way.
Yeah, after yesterday.
I am. I'm hoping that we're going to make your day.
All right.
I'm rooting for you, buddy. So you win $100 now, all right?
That's great.
So already you're ahead of the game. It's worth listening. You ready for the question?
I am.
All right. Both Tony Franklin and Paul McFadden were Eagles kickers known specifically for doing what?
Onside kick.
That's a huge loss.
They were barefoot kickers. Oh, damn, Stevie. That's all right, buddy. At least you got $100, man.
That's right.
All right. Hold on, man. Wow. I thought that was a layup. But again, if you're not old enough, you might not know that Tony Franklin and Paul McFadden both were barefoot kickers. Anyway, tune in again all day long and all week long. A lot of fun. The Fanatic Football Pool. Love it. Presented by Parks Casino and Sportsbook. Damn. I was hoping he'd win it. I was hoping he'd get it. Anyway. A lot of fun. We do it every day, 8 a.m., noon, 4 p.m., and 8 p.m. Your next chance with Mikey Miss at 4 o'clock. All right, let me get this. Sharon, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sharon.
Yeah, listen. I put me a hot pack on last night, and Eagles got to send me to the AA Alcoholics Anonymous. They made me drunk yesterday. That was the worst game I ever saw. And you know what made it so worse?
What's that, buddy?
Because they came out popping for the first quarter. Boom, bam, bam.
I know.
17.
I know.
And then, you know how you wind the little toy soldiers up and they just wind down.
Yeah. Wine is the operative word. Yeah, man.
Come on! What is going on here?
Yeah, Sharon, you can't say that. See, here's the thing. We're going to drive Tunis to drink.
Come on!
All right? So, Sharon, we're going to drive, he's going to drive you to drink some wine. My man.
Carson who? Carson Pinch?
Oh, it's all right. My man was feeling good.
Listen, not. Come on.
Well, we had two guys already. And not, again, these were the bad words, too. These were the effing words. Listen, I want to scream effing all day, too. So I understand it. Believe me. I feel like cursing my head off, too.
Yes.
But I don't want to do that to Tunis. We're going to drive him to drink.
Yeah, we can't do that. Come on now.
Oh, it's great. Matthew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Matthew.
Hey, guys. Thanks for letting me talk to you guys and commiserate with you.
Yeah, buddy. That's why we're here, man.
You know, there's a lot of negatives, so I don't want to vent just right away, but... You know, we started out well. Everything was clicking. Is there more of that in the tank? Like, you know, it was great to watch. I was right next to a Washington football team fan, and he was what I was like at the end of the game. So what are our prospects that we can look like we did in the first half of the game.
Are you talking for this coming week against the Rams?
Yeah, just the rest of the season. Like, are we at? You know, our offensive line.
I can't answer that right now. I need to digest what happened yesterday. The problem is that there are some serious foundation issues. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they got to get healthy. Now, you know, you are going to get Lane Johnson back. You'll get Miles Sanders back. So you're going to get some healthy pieces at some point, and that'll do you well. The problem is, though, that there are still issues that need to be cleaned up.
100%, yeah. Our offensive line has never been this bad, and I mean, we can't count on Jason Peters being there this whole season. It doesn't look pretty up for our O-line, and we have a bunch of young guys, not a lot of experience there. I don't know if the Redskins D-line did what they did. I mean, they are a good, you know, good defensive front.
They're really good. I mean, Chase Young, you see, he's a stud, right? Like, he's a player. Kerrigan is still got it, as you can see.
It's a great front. Butter.
Correct. And the coach did not help them out with his play calling and his, for some reason, I don't know why in the world you go for it in that situation. It's mind-boggling. It really is.
So who do you blame more for the loss than Carson Wentz? Or Peterson.
It's not even close. Listen,
I don't know, man.
It's not even close. He coached a horrible game. One of the worst games that I've ever seen him coach. Horrible game.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Can't disagree with you there.
Listen, Wentz should not have thrown the two picks, but you got to help your quarterback out, too. Wentz was, I'm not letting him off the hook. But that's a Peterson production. Going forward alone on fourth down in that situation, that alone was one of the worst decisions that it's so bad that you can't even say, well, that's what Doug does. He's a riverboat guy. That's a horrible decision. That's a decision of someone that is not reading the game, that doesn't have a feel for the game. You know that Washington has momentum. You know that you're struggling to protect. You look at the right side of your offensive line and you go for it on fourth down when you could pin them? A ridiculously bad decision. All right. One open line, you want to grab it. All right, interesting. Mike from Del Rance, he'll be coming up next segment. I love Mike. He's a great football fan. He does say people are too negative about the Eagles. I don't think you could be negative enough, to be quite honest, after yesterday. It's still fresh. Now, Friday, you got to let it go. But not today. Today, unleash holy hell. We care. And that was egregious. All right, let's talk about the uncles, family, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Uncle Greg, and Uncle Paul. Listen, they've been around three generations. That's a lot of football that they've witnessed. And that was not good yesterday. Listen, the uncles not only witnessed a lot of football, a lot of great moments, but also a lot of great moments in the car business. A lot of them season after season, and fall is one of their favorites. There's no better way to drive into a new season like fall, like autumn, than behind the wheel of a new vehicle. From Uncle Greg and Uncle Paul and Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, family truly believes in taking care of you just like they have for those past three generations. And this month is Jeep Adventure Days, which means you'll get big savings. Never been a better time to drive a new Jeep of your own. Get on the road, start that adventure with 0% APR financing for 72 months. You know what that equates to? 6 years, no interest. You'll get a safe, friendly, fast experience. They're the best, the uncles. I tell you about them all the time. They'll help you throughout the process. You can buy online. They'll deliver it to your doorstep. Showrooms open. You have curbside pickup. Whatever it is you want, they'll work with you. So call, click, or come down to Philadelphia's original Jeep dealer. Shop these exclusive savings today. And remember, at Family Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, you're always more than a customer. Indeed, your family. In the Philadelphia Airport Auto Mall, online, familyautos.com. See the uncles for details.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.